Baba Basra, Daf Ein Ches Amud Aleph, page 78, side A. So the Gemara explains that you can't answer this question, that according to the Rabbanon, there is no obligation to return the Einoah, and it's only something which is to fulfill your obligation for the heavens. V'chi teima, and if you're going to say, in order to answer the question, that bitl mekech l'rabbonon les lehu, that according to the view of the Rabbonon, the deal is not nullified, even if he tricked him more than a sixth, and he's not obligated to give back the money, extra money that he cheated, if he tricked him or charged him a sixth. The entire obligation that it's bottle and that he has to pay him is only Lotzi Sidei Shemayim. It's only to fulfill, you know, the obligation towards the heaven, but not a halacha that he has to. So Gemara says, Veloy, and no. In other words, can we possibly say that the Chachamim disagree and they don't hold from this to be a real halacha, not just Lidei Shemayim? But we learned in the Mishnah above Metzino above and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamoicher Sefer Torah Behema Umargolius, that one who sells either a Sefer Torah or an animal or a jewel, Ein Lamanoah, there is no din of Einoah, of being cheated. In other words, that even if you cheated more than a sixth, then you don't even have to, not that the deal is bottled, but you don't even have to pay the money that you cheated beyond the price. Amru loy. So the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, loy amru elo es elu. That they didn't say only these that are enumerated in the beginning of the Mishnah. Over there it talks about slaves, avodim, shtoris v'karkoyes, slaves, documents, and property. Over there we said that there's no Einoah. But as opposed to all other things, you do have to return the Einoah, you do have to return the money that they were cheated, the extra money that beyond the price. So what do we see? That according to the opinion of Chachamim, you do have to give back the Einoah. So if so, the question is, how come in our Mishnah, the seller doesn't have to pay back the Einoah? That the buyer bought beyond more money than the tzemet is worth. So let it be he didn't sell him the cattle, but why shouldn't he have to give back? And the Mishnah is not mashma that he has to give back the extra money that he took, more money than the value of the tzemet. And the Gemara answers, "My ein domim ra'aya." What does taka mean in the Mishnah? The money is not evidence. Namidi Ketoni, what is written, the Habi Bitl Mekach. That itaka means that the deal is off. When the Chachamim said, in Dom Raya, it's only that they meant to say that the buyer cannot demand the cattle. But the deal is actually bottled because he paid more than a sixth of the value of the tzemet. Viba Yisema, and another answer I can tell you. Ki amar Rabbanon eino bitl mekach. When did Rabbanon say that eino bitl mekach, that there is a din of returning the extra money or the nullification of the deal is only b'chdei shadas toye? And when the seller tricks the buyer in such an amount that the buyer could have made a mistake and he thought that that's actually the value of the object. For example, he sells him an object which is worth 5, he sells them for 7. Or 6, he sells them for 8. So, had the buyer known that that's not the value of the object, he would not do the deal. But if the buyer adds lots of money to the extent that you cannot even make such a mistake, loy, no, then there's no such thing as the din is batal. For example, if you paid for the yoke, which is worth a pruta, you paid 100, 200 zuz, then there's no einor, because eimor matona yovle, because it makes sense that he gave it a gift. The buyer is giving a gift to the seller. He knows that that's not the value of the item, so it's not. He's not being tricked or anything. It's not einor. It's not a sale. The extra money beyond the value is sort of a gift that he's giving to the seller. Next mishnah. One who sells the donkey did not sell its vessels. Lemocher kelov didn't sell the vessels of the chamoir. Nochem amode yomer. Nochem the mode says mocher kelov. He did sell his vessel because that's the usual understanding of the people that they sell the donkey with his uses, with his vessel that it uses. And Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. Rabbi Yehuda says, Pa'omim, that sometimes the vessels mechurim are sold, and Pa'omim, sometimes they're mechurim, they're not sold. Ketzad, how? Ho yachamer lefono v'kelev olov, if he had a donkey before him and it had the vessels on him, v'omar lei, and the buyer says to the seller, mechur li chamer chose, sell me this particular donkey, had a kelev mechurim. So then his vessels are sold. Because this language is mashma as is with the vessels, but if he tells them chamer chohu, is this your donkey? And if it's your donkey, sell it to me. And kelim mechurim. Then his vessels are not sold, because this is just like selling a donkey in general, because the Yehuda holds that even if the vessels are upon him, he did not koina. He was not koina the kelim. The Gemara explains now which are the vessels that the Tanoim are arguing about. Amar Ula says, "Machloikes b'sak v'diskaya v'chumni." That the Tanakam and Nochem Amodei are only arguing about the vessels of a donkey, which are used to carry loads, like a sack and a diskaya, that you fill them up with loads and you load them onto the donkey. Likewise, there's a chumni, that's a kind of a carriage which is meant for women to sit on. And Ula explains the svara of the disagreement according to his view of what it is, what the kelim are. The Tana Kama Sovar. The Tanakama holds Tom Chamer Lirkov Koi. That generally Chamoir is mostly going to be used to ride people to ride on it, and not for a load, and not for women riding it. And therefore, people don't have in mind to sell the sack v'chumni, which are for loads and for women riding it. V'nochem amodei sovar. And Nochem Amodei sells Stom Chamer Lamasukoi, that a Chamer in general is there to carry a load and not just to ride it. And therefore, he was kind of the sack, this guy with Chumni, because that's also the part of the expectance of the thing to do. Avaloka Vumardas Kilkili Vechevek Divrakal Bechurim. But the ukov and the mardas and the kilkel of a chevek, they're sold according to everybody, because the Tanakama, since these are used, the saddle and the mardas, they're all used for the actual riding, and according to Nochem Amodei, since they are used. The ukaf of Ardas are used also to load on the load, so that's why it's sold according to everybody. So the Gemara asks Anula, Meisivi, I'll ask you a question, because we learned in Abraisa, if a person says specifically to his friend, Chamoir v'kelev ani mocher loch, I'm selling you the donkey with its vessels, hareza mocher esa ukaf v'esa mirdas v'esa kilkili v'esa chevek, then he did sell him the saddle, the merdas, and the kilkil, the chevek, these are all things needed to ride. But he did not sell him the sack and the sky and the chumni, which are made for a load and for riding for the women. And in the time that he tells him she and everything that's on top of it, then they're all sold, including the sack, the sky, the chumni. So the Gemara learns out time Adomar le Chavir Vikelov, who the Koneuk of Mirdas, that the reason why he is a Koine, he ends up owning also the Ukuf and the Mirdas, the saddle and the Mirdas, is because the Meicher explicitly said that I'm selling you the donkey with its vessels. And that's why he was Koine, the Ukuf and the Mirdas, and the others which serve the riding. But if he just sells him a donkey in a non-explicit way, so he did not even own, he does not even acquire these different saddles and the things that are used for riding, but that doesn't fit with Ula, because according to his opinion, everybody holds that even without explaining, he sold these items. So we must say that by Anukav Murdas, there is a machloikis between Rabbonin and Nochem Hamodai. And the Rabbonin hold that it's not included. And the Braisa holds like the Rabbonin, that also these he didn't sell him if he doesn't explicitly say Chamoir V'Kelov. And more answers, who had din, the same din would be true, the Af Agav D'Lomer Le Chamoir V'Kelov, Nami Ukuf Merdaz Mechurim. That even if he didn't specify and tell him that the donkey and the kelim also the Ukuf Merdaz would be sold, like Ula is suggesting that everybody agrees that it's sold. But V'hokam Ashmalon, why the bride is, the bride uses this language to teach us, saying that he specified Chamer V'Kelov, the Afal Gav the Omar Lei, that even though he says to him befeirish, he says specifically chamer v'kelov, nevertheless sak v'diskay v'chum lekona, that he didn't koina, that he was not koina the other stuff, because this braisa holds like the rabbanon that you are not koina them, and even if you, when you say stam, and even if you add in the words chamer v'kelov, you're still not koina those items that are extra, the sak v'diskay v'chumni, which are made for carrying, for loads, and for women rather than just for riding. The Gemara asks now, my chumni, what is this chumni? That Ula counts between those items in which the Tanakam and Nochama disagree. The Gemara explains, Papa Bar Shmuel, Mirkapto Dinoshe. This is a carriage which is made for women's riding. The Gemara explains now, whether the Tanoim and our Mishnah were arguing in a situation where the vessels are on the donkey or they're not on the donkey. Ibayilahu, it was a question that in the yeshiva, do the Chachamim disagree while the vessels are on top of the donkey? And Nochem Hamodai the Chacham Nochem Hamodai arguing in a situation where the sack and the sky were on the donkey at the time of the sale, and still the Chachamim say that it's not sold. Avol b'shein amola, but if these things are not on the donkey, Moideluhu Nochem Hamodai, he would agree to them that it's not sold with the Chamoir. Or Dilmor, perhaps b'shein amola machloikis, or maybe the disagreement is when the sack and the sky were not on the chamoir, and that's what the machlek is. Avol ba'idin Allah, but if they're on top of him on the donkey, moidu le'rabon le'nachum. So then the chachamim would agree to Nachum Hamodai that he also sold them. So the Gemara is trying to resolve this question from the brayse that was brought before. Toshma, we learned over there in the safe of the brayse of his man shomar lohu v'chol mashalo. That if he said him and everything that's on it, everything is sold, even the sack and the sky and the chumni. So this braisa has to be speaking in a way that they're still on it, that everything is on it, not still on it, meaning that everything is on it, because he told them chol mashalov. And still, it's explained that it's only because he told him befeirish chomash olav these kinda. So I amrad bishloim about olav machloikis. So if you're going to say that there is a machloikis even while it's on top of him, homani rabbonon he. So then this brisa goes according to the rabbonon that they weren't sold. That the old machloikis is when they're not on top of him. But while they're on top of him, everybody agrees that they're sold. So who would this braisa follow? Because in this braisa it says that if he didn't say v'chol masha olav, then it wouldn't be sold. But we're saying that if it's be'odon olav, everybody agrees that it's sold, even the chachomim. And the Gemara says no. Lo'ilam b'shein odon olav machlokes. We can say that they're actually arguing only when it's not on top of it, and when the machlokes is. And still, the b'rais is rabbonon. This b'rais goes rabbonon. That according to their view, that if the kelim are not on the donkey, they're not sold. The question was ve'ema ubizman shomer lehu v'chol masheroy liyis olav. So we have to fix the words in the brayse that the sellers told him she and everything that's fit to be on him. So we're not talking about a situation where everything is actually on the donkey. That was the proof that the Gemara brought before, because the Gemara thought, because the way it was written in the Braise, is that the things are on the donkey, and still we said it wasn't koine. Now the Gemara is fixing and saying that it's talking about, not that he told them it and everything that's on it, but what's fit to be on it. The Gemara is trying to resolve the question, the doubt, from the safe of the Mishnah. Toshma. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Pa'amim, it's sometimes that the vessels are mechurim, and pa'amim she'en mechurim. Sometimes they're not so. So, from the words of Rabbi Yehuda, we see that he's talking about that the kelim are upon him. Because he makes a distinction that if the lokeach says this donkey, he means to say, when he says that this donkey, so we see that he wants to buy as is with the vessel on top of it. So my lava maidikoma tanakama koyeramuda. Doesn't it make sense to say? Makes sense to say that in the same situation that Tanakama was talking about, Rabbi Yehuda was explaining his opinion. So we see from here that our Mishnah is talking about a situation while the vessels were on top of it. And still, according to the Tanakhama, you're not koine. And according to Nochem HaModai, you are koine. And Rabbi Yehuda is making a compromise, and he's saying that there's some time that he was koine, and sometimes he's not koine, depending on if he told him Chamer Chazeh, or he told him Stam Chamer. And the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda,